Chapter 1. Rain had driven more people than usual into the warmth and ambience of the witching hour, London's go-to bar for magic practitioners and the curious out-of-towners drawn in by the name. Those of us with powers didn't have to hide who we were here. Well, at least, not entirely. Big shows of power were frowned upon by the owners. Wards were in place to keep any possible destruction to a minimum. Just enough was allowed to make the tourists think we were just an act to draw them in and relinquish their money. The usual dull roar of patrons enjoying a drink out with friends was amplified tenfold tonight. The cacophony made my head throb as I stood behind the bar, trying to keep track of incoming orders. Every available inch of space at the bar was occupied, even though there wasn't enough stools to accommodate the number of people crammed in. "Oi, Morgan, get your head out of your ass! I asked for those pints 5 minutes ago!" Dean shouted at me, snapping his fingers in my face. I looked at the server long enough to register what he wanted and pivoted, filling 2 beer glasses and passed them over. "Sorry," I muttered, but he couldn't hear me over the noise. Tending bar in London was not where I had thought I'd be as I approached 30. Yet here I was, busting my ass for tips and still living at home with my aunt. I'd much prefer to live on my own. However, Aunt Nim's health was on the decline, and there was no way we could afford to hire someone to care for her full time. The front door opened, and a gust of damp air blew through, sending shivers down my spine. Something just didn't sit right with me today. I could write off the ache in my temple to the weather, but this odd sense of dread had followed me all damn day. Something bad was coming, and I couldn't see what it was. Not that I could do a damn thing about it, even if I could see it coming. I might technically be a witch. I could feel the power in the world around me, but I was practically useless otherwise. I understood the general mechanics. Magic existed everywhere. Magic was basically its own natural force. It couldn't truly be destroyed, just transferred and remolded into some other purpose. There wasn't any of that good or evil bullshit. It was pure. Only the way a person shaped it made it good or bad. The specific intent was all that mattered. At least, that's how it was meant to work for everyone else. For me, nothing I had ever tried to do went the way I wanted. Even simple things like boiling a kettle for tea goes pear-shaped. Most days, I might as well just pretend I'm mundane, like the rest of the world. Get out of your own head, Morgan. Wallowing wasn't going to get people their drinks or give me any tips. Forcing a smile, I tugged my shirt into place to best show off my modest cleavage and leaned on the bar. Slowly, the mob at the bar had thinned as people found tables farther in the establishment. The rain appeared to be letting up as the clock ticked past 11 o'clock. I didn't realise until there were only 10 people at the bar that I'd been holding my breath. I exhaled, and the tension eased between my shoulder blades. "So, anything decent to drink in this place?" a familiar voice asked from my left.